Granny then. I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are pretty much disturbed over the rumors that Mr. Webster and Grandpappy Spears are planning to form some kind of a closed company to build a health resort and shut out all other investors. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows on their way to Mr. Webster's office to demand a showdown on the matter.
Did you bring the money along with you, Lum?
Oh, yeah. Got it right here in the satchel. All $700.
You ought to pin that in your pocket, Mom. You wouldn't want to lose that much money. That's what Elizabeth always does with me. She gives me money. She takes a safety pin and pins it in my pocket.
I know, and it always looks silly seeing you get on a train with your money pinned in your inside coat pocket and a pocket full of sweet potatoes.
Well, that's all right. A fella's got to have money and he's got to eat. That takes care of both of them. I just want to be sure she had the money.
Well, I've got it. All $700 of it. That's the whole idea of going over here to see Mr. Webster.
Yeah, well, you reckon we can talk him into taking the money and letting us be investors?
Oh, you got blame right we can.
We can.
I'll put that $700 in that health resort or know the reason why.
Good for us, too.
You tell Mr. Webster and Grandpappy Spears they can't keep everybody else out of the company.
Yeah, well, do we know for sure that's what they're doing?
Well, of course we do. Ain't hard to tell that.
Why, them farmers. Them low-down snake in the weeds. That Grandpappy Spears, I never did trust him anyway.
Well, I don't much believe it's Grandpap's fault, Abner.
Oh, it is.
Mr. Webster more than likely talked him into this new plan.
Yeah, maybe so. I doubt it, though. I just hope we don't run into that Grandpap at Mr. Webster's office. I just can't hardly stand him since he got so high and mighty, putting on an air all the time.
Well, it's the first time he's ever been president of anything.
Yeah.
Just went to his head's off.
It's dead. I agree with you. It's sure.
Well, here's the place. You know what all you're supposed to say now.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
All right, let's go inside.
Yeah, that's what we're coming over for. Yeah. Yeah, pretty nice little office they got in here, ain't it?
Oh, it ain't so much. Reckon where everybody's at.
I don't know. No telling. Maybe they went fishing. Wait a minute. I believe somebody's coming out of that little room there. The door's open there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do, gentlemen? What can I do for you?
Yeah, how do you, Grandpap?
Well, sir, I'm referred to as President Spears around here, sonny.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Say, Grandpap, President Spears, we want to see Mr. Webster.
Yeah, whereabouts is he at? Is he in that room there?
Well, hold on now. You fellas can't just walk into Mr. Webster's office that way.
Well, we want to see him. That's the only way to get in, walk in.
Can't help it. You got to see me first.
Well, we've done saw you. Now let us see him.
No, nothing doing. Before you see him, you've got to saw me, see me.
Well, now, what do we want to see you for?
Because you've got to see me before you can see him to see if it's all right for you to see him.
Well, wait a minute. Come over it again now. I believe I jumped the track there. Rack him up and shoot again, Granny.
Well, see, I got to see Mr. Webster, see if you can see him. But first, you got to see me to see if... Now, wait a minute. Let's see. How does that go? He told me.
Well, if we want to see him, I don't see no sense in it.
Hold your horses. Hold your... I'll get the pigeon-toed thing now.
This
is still kind of new to me. See, I ain't been in the health resort business long enough to learn everything about
it. You ain't learned nothing about nothing,
well,
sir, I know.
Grandpap, cut out this seesawing and let us talk to Mr. Webster. Our time's valuable.
Yes,
we have the door over there locked up.
Why, sure our time's valuable. Come on here now.
Now, wait. Have you guys got a pint, man?
Do we have to have one of them to see Mr. Webster?
No, but you got to have one to see me.
Huh?
See, I'm president of this outfit myself.
Oh, well, how do we go about getting an appointment to see you?
I don't know.
Huh?
Nobody's come in to see me so far.
Oh.
Well, I don't know just how you do go about that.
For goodness sakes, at this rate, we never will get to see Mr. Webster or nobody else.
Wait a minute. I better go in and ask Mr. Webster how to do that.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
He knows all about them things.
Well, go in there and ask him. Don't keep us standing.
And while you're in there, tell him we want to see him.
Yeah, right away. Doggies, the health resort business is more complicated than I figured it was, you know.
Well, Grandpap just makes it that way. That ain't necessary, all that monkey business. I've been president of a lot of things. I never did have nothing like that going on.
They ought to make him office boy. That's what they ought to make. Or office man. He's a little too old for a boy, I reckon.
Now, listen, Abner. When we get in there to see Mr. Webster, don't let him buffalo us now.
Don't let him buffalo us, huh?
No, sir. Make him know we mean business.
We mean business.
No pussyfooting around.
No pussyfooting.
We're going to talk straight from the shoulder blade.
Right from the blade.
We're going to make him take us in as investors if it's the last thing we do.
Good for us.
Don't let him talk us out of it.
No, sir. I'm for it.
Another thing, we've got to put up a united front.
How do we do that now, Lord?
Well, you've got to show him that we're together in this.
Oh.
I want you to agree with everything I see. Don't forget that now. Anything I say, you agree with me.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Listen close to what I say and sort of follow my lead.
Oh, yeah.
Lay it on pretty heavy, too.
Oh, you know me. You can depend on me long the time like this.
For instance, if I say, oh, wait, mind out, there comes Grandpap.
You say what?
You got all that down.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you on that. What did Mr. Webster say, President?
He says you can go right in, sir.
Well, good. Come on.
I don't believe you can get an appointment with me for a couple of days, though.
Oh,
that's too bad. Well, I reckon we can stand to wait for that. Come on, Abner, let's get in.
See you in a couple of days, President Fairs.
Well, Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody, come in, sit down. Glad to see you.
Thank you.
I just sit right here.
That's right. Make yourself comfortable, gentlemen.
Yeah, maybe I'll take one of them cigars, too.
Have yourself plenty of them for everybody.
Mr. Webster.
Yes?
It's a nice day, ain't it?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure is a nice day. I agree with that. I sure do. Nicest day I ever seen, I do believe. Weather's just right. It sure is. Ain't too hot. It ain't too cold.
Abner, hush up, for goodness sake.
Well, you told me to agree.
Not yet.
Gentlemen, it is a nice day. It's not too hot, not too cold.
Just about right.
Not too hot. I mean, what we come here to say to you,
whether am I indebted for this unexpected but altogether welcome visit?
Well, we'll talk about that later. What we come over here for was to talk about this health resort company.
Yeah. yes, indeed. A subject dear to my heart and to the whole city of Pine Ridge, I trust.
I agree.
Now, as I recollect it, Mr. Webster, when you first come here and started up this idea of the health resort, you said you wanted everybody in town to invest their money in it.
Yes, sir, you said that. I agree with Lom. That is what you said.
Now we hear rumors that you ain't going to let nobody else invest in it.
Yeah, I agree. We've heard them. Yes, sir, we sure have.
I want to tell you, Mr. Webster, I've had a little experience in such matters. I'm a businessman myself, you know.
Yes, sir. Now, I agree that Lom is a businessman. He is that. You can say a lot of things about him, but he is a businessman. There's the best one old businessman that you ever seen in your life. You might not believe it, but he's got brains up there in that little old head of his. When it comes to business, that Lom can outdo it.
That's enough, Abner.
Am I doing good?
Yeah. Now, I don't know exactly what you're up to, Mr. Webster, but whatever it is, I don't like it.
I agree. No, sir, I don't
of course,
like it.
I could be wrong about some of this. I have been wrong once or twice in my life.
Once or twice? Why, he's wrong all the time. Yes, sir, that Lom's just being modest, Mr. Webster.
Abner, watch what you're saying.
Well, I agree with you, Lom. You're the wrongest one human in the whole world.
Now, just a minute here, Mr. Edwards. What seems to be your trouble?
I'll tell you what it is. Now, you might think you can keep the rest of the folks here out of the company, but not me and Abner.
I agree.
I may look a little backwoodsy to you, but
sir, I agree. That Lom looks backwoodsy as all get out. There is, without a doubt, the countryest looking one human I ever seen in my life. Why, just look at him. He'd think he'd never come down out of the mountains. He's a hillbilly if I ever seen
him. Now, just a minute, gentlemen. Please, just a moment. I think I see what's bothering you, and I'm sure I can explain everything.
Yeah, well, now, I don't want you to think I'm trying to interfere with your business, Mr. Webster. I ain't no common little Budinsky.
No, sir, he ain't no little Budinsky. He's a big un. Biggest Budinsky in this town. I agree with you, Lom.
Yes, sir, that is. Well, anyways, we're aiming on being in that company, making an invest. Of course, I admit we ain't got much money.
Oh, no, I agree. We ain't got much money.
But on the other hand...
We ain't got hardly any money. Can't hardly pay our bills, to be honest.
Oh, we pay our bills, Abner.
Yeah, we have awful hard time doing it, hold on. have to scrimp and scrape and scratch around to get enough together to get bone.
Well, it ain't that bad.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, you're right, Mom. I agree with you. We ain't got no money, no, sir. Poverty stricken, you might say. Yeah.
Well, Abner, I admit we ain't millionaires, but...
You're right, Mom. I agree. We ain't even hundredaires. Fact is, we're down there with the penniers, I do believe. Ain't got a nickel to our name. Ragged shoes, patch coat. Just look here at this patch on my elbow of my coat here. Look at that.
Yes, that does look bad.
And over here, look here, there's another one right
there.
Then
you got to wear a coat like that.
I agree. It's a low-down shame I know of. Oh, poor me. Poor little me.
Abner, don't take on so.
Well, I can't help it. Look at my clothes.
You're making me feel bad, though.
Poor little orphan Abner.
Yeah,
that's what I am.
Just a minute here, fellas. Wait a minute. If... That's all that's troubling you. I mean, if you're just short of a little cash, I believe I could help you out. Here, would $50 tide you over?
$50?
That's mighty thoughty of you, Mr. Webster, but we couldn't ask.
No, not at all. Now, you go on and take it. Take it.
I'm glad to do it.
Surely much obliged to you, and we'll pay this back just as quick as we can.
Yes, sir, I agree. We'll pay it back just as quick as we can scrimp and scratch your money together.
Yeah, well, that's quite all right, gentlemen. There's no hurry at all.
Well, we want to thank you again, Mr. Webster, and we'll see you again right soon.
It's fine. Just drop in any time.
Come on, Abner.
Yeah.
So long, Mr. Webster.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
So long, Mr. Webster.
Granny, there's a nice fella if I ever seen one.
I agree. He sure is. He sure helped us out of a bad hole.
Wait a minute. What have we done borrowing $50 from him?
Oh, we're so poor, Tom, don't you know?
Poor? We come over here to invest in that company. You know what he done? You stood right in there and let him talk us right out of it. I've got $700 in my pocket.